We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school volleyball. As we continue to look at the upcoming season, let's look at Nottoway Valley's team. And Allison Kibberts was the coach from 16 through 21. She stepped aside and now is coming back to the Wolverines, back as head coach for Nottoway Valley. She joins us here on KSOM. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming in to a new season?
I'm feeling excited. We have scrimmage on Friday, and it's just awesome to see some of the potential that they have as a team. Some of these girls haven't really played with each other a lot, and just seeing them kind of play together and get the chemistry, I think it's going to work really well the more they play with each other.
Well, I mean, obviously this team last year struggled mightily, did not win a game. So how are you approaching it at the start of this year? I mean, with you coming in, it gives maybe a fresh perspective. Do you start over from scratch? How are you approaching it this year?
So I definitely wouldn't say we're starting over from scratch. But in an essence, like, we are starting, you know, a little reset, I would say. We have three girls coming from Orient Maxburg that joined our team this year. So that's kind of a different dynamic that has helped us a lot. We have two girls that were injured last year that are coming back playing. And then we have a couple of girls who haven't played in a couple of years that are back on the team. So, I mean, the core of our team is strong, and it's the same that we have had in the past, but we also are adding some key members to the team too, which is exciting to see them play together.
So what are you seeing from the three girls there coming from OM?
Yep. So Emma Boswell has come in from OM. She's right now is our starting outside hitter. She's just great in the back row. She's great as a leader. Coming in, I think she kind of tried to find her bearings at first, and now she's at a point where she's really speaking up more vocally, and she's a very strong hitter for us as well. Maddie Thompson is a sophomore. She's one of our setters this year, and just the kind of natural ability she has as a setter. She has really nice setting hands that's been able to be really good, and that's another position you really have to talk and get to know your teammates, and she's done a great job of doing that. And then we also have Ella Boswell that'll come in and substitute for us some on varsity too. And she's just so adaptable, so coachable. I've really seen a lot of strength in those three girls, as well as Addie Hare is one of them that's coming back from being injured. She had wrist surgery last year and wasn't able to play. She'll be one of our outsides too that can get in the mix. And then same thing with Caroline Britton. She's been out a couple years with different knee surgeries and things like that. And she's come in with such a positive attitude. It's been great to see.
And how about some of the new players that are coming into your team that you were able to bring in?
Yep. So we have a couple seniors that haven't played in a couple years that'll be back. Mallory Russell is a senior for us that'll come in and kind of mix it up in the back row. Kiara Stevens will be a great front row presence, seeing her strength hitting. And then Kendi Van Neaton's kind of coming back from an injury and being out of volleyball for a year. So she's not fully back to play for us yet, but just seeing I think it brings a different energy too. Once you have different girls who haven't necessarily been there the whole time, it kind of keeps everybody on their toes, but we still have a really strong base with some girls who have been there for, you know, the whole time. Taylor Lockery is a sophomore. She's going to be our middle hitter this year. She's super positive and just has a commanding presence up there. Our other middle hitter is going to be Kylie Nelson, and she's been so great just seeing her block and adapt to the other team, just very volleyball smart. And then our other setter is Adelaide Livingston. She's a junior. She was a setter last year too, and kind of seeing her take control of the offense has been very helpful. Then we have Izzy Eisbach, who will mix it up on the outside for us and in the back row. Again, another just commanding leader who's very positive for our team, and she works so hard at every single position that she's at. There's kind of competition for, you know, different positions on the court right now, and it's just great that I can put pretty much anybody somewhere and they'll know what they're doing. And then Allie Cornielson's our libero this year. She's a junior. She's been phenomenal in the back row. She's so fast, and she really knows where she's at on the court and is able to help her teammates with that. I've seen her really grow in confidence. And then also we have Ava Armstrong, who's a junior too, and she'll kind of get some minutes on the right side hitting as well.
Yeah. How have the girls that played on the team embraced all the newcomers in terms of chemistry? Taylor, Ava, Adeline, Izzy, Kylie. I mean, these were all players that played on the team a year ago, and now you got new girls coming in. I imagine that in for the, each of them have to give up something, but that's what you have to do in order to win, I would imagine.
Sure. And a lot of them have played with, the different girls that have came in different aspects in sports, which has been great. So it's not completely like a fresh start for them. Even the Orient girls that came over, a lot of them played softball. So most of them have played with each other having that aspect. But I think it's not necessarily from a point of having to give something up. I think they just challenge each other and they push each other and it kind of keeps them on their toes. Sometimes you can get complacent with that too. And like every day in practice, it's just great to see the competitive side of them and the coachable side of them and just kind of the grit of, you know, them wanting to get better every single practice. And I think that component kind of helps them push each other to that standpoint.
Yeah, I think you make a great point. I mean, other sports has sort of helped. Like Izzy and Emma are going to be mainstays in basketball. They're both talented basketball players. Izzy's looking for help in basketball this year. And so she and Emma have started to bond there. And I think that will translate to volleyball and other girls have bonded as well through that. I mean, and I bet you it's made things exciting in practice just to see all the new players blend with the old players.
Absolutely. And, you know, you get two girls definitely like Emma and Izzy who are so competitive and just such like natural leaders going together. It's great to see them team up to kind of do that too. And, you single those two out, but I think there's so many of those on our team as well that have the opportunity to step up, but it's nice to see Emma and Izzy being able to kind of be a role model for them to look toward as well, to kind of see, you know, what that looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. How about you coming back? I mean, you obviously stepped away because you had a child were able to use that time? Sometimes being away from a sport gives you a different perspective as a coach. Were you able to get that in the last several years?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of nice to come in and reset. Like I missed it for sure when I was gone. But it also gives me a chance. Like I'm a person that I don't really like to, you know, be complacent and do the same thing every time I come back. So it was kind of nice for me to even learn from some other people, pick up some new stuff, see different things. TikTok's great for drills. It's always nice kind of doing that. But even my assistant coaches now, I have one of my former players that I'm coaching with, Corinne Bond. And then another teacher on our staff, Courtney Woodcock, is our assistant coaches this year. And it's been really nice to kind of collaborate with them too, of seeing where it's at. But I mean, for me personally, I'm really excited to be back. I missed it while I was gone. So it's great to see kind of the energy of that. I work at the school every day and the girls that we have are amazing. Like they're so fun to be around. So they kind of made it an easy decision to be able to come back.
So what do you make of your opener, an early season test against Atlantic?
I think we're going to find out and see kind of, you know, where we are this year with some things. We had a scrimmage against Cam on Friday and I saw a lot of great things, but with the state rules, you know, you're not able to keep score. So it's kind of hard to see, you know, where you're at for sure. But I think the girls that we have now are going to be competitive with every single team that we play. And it's nice to see the mental toughness out of them, and that can affect really in volleyball that. So we'll see how it goes Thursday. I think it'll be exciting, fun match to watch.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and looking forward to following your volleyball team throughout the season. And hopefully things will be better this year. And thanks so much.
Thanks again for covering us. Appreciate it.
Allison Kibberts, head coach for Nottoway Valley Volleyball, joined us here on KSOM.